Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock sharp. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, July 25th. We'll be taking a look at a long prison sentence for a Kansas man.
I'm Dan O'Neill. A Kansas man has been sentenced in the Fort Riley bomb plot.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Triple-digit heat could return to Wichita today and tomorrow, but there is some relief on the way. Our forecast is coming up.
A Kansas man who admitted he tried to detonate what he thought was a bomb outside of an army post in Kansas to aid ISIS has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison.
22-year-old John Booker Jr. of Topeka was sentenced Monday in federal court in Kansas City, Kansas. He pleaded guilty in February to attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction and attempting to destroy government property by fire or explosion. Booker admitted that he tried to set off a 1,000-pound bomb outside of Fort Riley about 60 miles west of Topeka. He was arrested near the post in April of 2015 as he was trying to arm the device, which was inert. He had plotted the bombing with two contacts who were actually confidential FBI sources. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump is turning up the heat of Senate Republicans ahead of today's health care vote. It's still unclear if the GOP has enough votes to repeal and replace Obamacare.
President Trump putting Senate Republicans on notice.
Any senator who votes against starting debate is telling America that you are fine with the Obamacare nightmare, which is what it is.
Gathering a group of people the White House calls Obamacare victims ahead of a health care showdown Tuesday.
That's ABC's Megan Hughes reporting from the nation's capital. President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is going to meet with the House Intelligence Committee, his second closed interview in the Russia probe in as many days.
Jared Kushner goes back behind closed doors to answer questions about Russia. This time he'll come face-to-face with the House Intelligence Committee. Kushner insists there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
The record and documents I have voluntarily provided will show that all of my actions were proper and occurred in the normal course of events of a very unique campaign.
Democrats are pushing for Kushner to testify in public. Senator Ron Wyden says Kushner's statement raises more questions than it answers. Arlette Sines, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
A Wichita Pizza Hut delivery person was the victim of an attempted robbery late Sunday afternoon. The 34-year-old male victim made a delivery to a residence in the 1100 block of South Terrace.
The victim gave the food to a female at the residence when he was then approached by a suspect and tased in the neck. The suspect also demanded money from him. The victim was able to leave the scene in his delivery vehicle.
Officer Charlie Davidson says officers investigating the possibility the man and woman were working together. The residence was not occupied. The suspect, described as a slender man with dreadlocks and facial stubble, he was armed with a pink taser. No money was taken. An unexpected guilty plea at the trial of a woman accused of intentionally drowning her fiancé in upstate New York to collect his life insurance.
It was April 2015 when Graswalt and her fiancé, Vincent Villafort, went kayaking in the Hudson when suddenly...
I don't want to raise your emergency.
My fiancé fell in the water. Can you please call anybody?
Graswalt exhibiting strange behavior during questioning, including doing yoga and hopscotch. At the center of the case, the kayak's missing drain plug, Graswalt admitted to removing, though long before the day Vincent drowned.
With time served since she was arrested 2 years ago, she could be freed from prison as early as the end of this year. Next month, the country might be divided into two camps, those who saw the eclipse and those who didn't. Preparations at hotels and campgrounds are heating up.
The eclipse will be at least partially visible to most of the country, provided you have clear skies. But the best seats lie on a narrow band passing through 14 states. In eastern Oregon, you can still get a camping spot for $3,500 at the official NASA-sanctioned event Solar Fest. Officials in Wyoming say they could potentially double their population for the day. Farms in Missouri are holding festivals. One of them is called a total eclipse of the farm. And Nashville, Tennessee is the largest city to be completely blacked out. For $800, you can still get a suite at the Union Station Hotel, along with access to a telescope and astronomer. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
It's 8:04 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Millennials, there's some things they're really good at, and there's some things they're not so good at. We'll discuss that coming up. And a man who shouldn't have been bathing in a place where there was a 9-foot alligator. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 8:07, Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A message to millennials. You have a few things to learn before you take over the workforce.
When it comes to technology and social media, they leave Generation X and the baby boomers in the dust. But a workplace culture expert says the youngest generation in the workforce could use a lesson or more in how to have a career.
The millennials, however it happened, didn't learn some of these simple rules like showing up and not being late and what's business casual and things like that.
Richard Moran, author of the book Work, Showing Up, and Other Important Matters, says some of the blame does lie with their baby boomer parents. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A man in Florida, lucky to be alive, he was attacked by a huge alligator. A 9-foot gator bit the man on his leg and lower body while he bathed in a retention pond. This was yesterday morning in Port Charlotte, 911 audio.
It ate his toes off.
Man was flown to a hospital. His condition has improved from serious to stable.
I'm a little upset because the gator is probably going to be euthanized. People that live in Florida, they know not to go in these waters. This is where these gators live.
That's Lisa Poston, who lives near the pond. She was used to seeing the alligator around that pond. She even named it Charlie. It is 8:09 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on a Tuesday morning. Jad?
And traffic this morning. We've got the gasoline prices out there. Gasoline prices, $2.05, $2.07. The kind of common ones I'm seeing here in Wichita. Got a call from one of the traffic trackers. Spotted gasoline at $2.03 at Central and 127th Street East. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Thank you, Jad. And now let's take a look at that weather forecast here on a Tuesday. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Dan?
Well, good morning. Yesterday, we hit 96 for the high in Wichita, and we may be just a little bit warmer this afternoon. Sunny, hot, our high close to 100, the heat index reaching 105. It'll be clear tonight, our low 78, and then windy and hot on Wednesday ahead of a frontal system moving in. Tomorrow, 102. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, a breeze out of the south, temperature 77. On our way to a high of 99, there's your weather forecast. The Tilly Hat is available at Hatman Jack's. This hat is famous for its amazing sun protection. It's recommended by more doctors than any other hat. It comes with a lifetime warranty. It is machine washable. Best of all, it looks great on everyone. Make sure you stop in at Hatman Jack's. It's right there at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano, one of Wichita's great legendary shops. Hatman Jacks. It's 8:10 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on a Tuesday morning. When it comes to driving, there's always been distracted driving as long as there's been driving. But different levels of it can cause problems, whether it be impairment or whether it be texting. Cell phones have become part of that now. And now the state of Washington has a new law against distracted driving. This is if you're eating, if you're applying makeup, if you're playing with your pet, they'll pull you over and dock you $99. There you go. So the state of Washington is getting serious on distracted driving, not just the cell phone type, but any other things in your car that is distracting you from the wheel. Oh, they might fine you $99. 8:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Looks like we have a little bit of a showdown on Capitol Hill. Healthcare vote. will be taking place at some point today, it appears. Let's check in with Arlette Sines, ABC News correspondent in the nation's capital. And Arlette, looks like it'll be an interesting day in the United States Senate.
That's right. You know, the Senate Republican health care plan has been declared dead in the past. But today, Senate Republican leadership is trying to resurrect it once again. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that they'll hold a procedural vote on a health care measure today. But after that, it's unclear what measure they're actually going to be voting on, whether it's the plan to repeal and replace or just the plan to repeal. But right now, the big question for Republicans is whether they'll even have the votes to start debate on the measure. They can only afford to lose two Republican votes. And there have been more than that who have expressed some skepticism about even having this procedural vote.
John McCain, battling health care problems, is returning to be part of this vote. There's been the screws have been put on from the White House. So there's a little bit of pressure coming in from all sides, it looks like.
There is, and Senator John McCain is certainly coming back in dramatic fashion, not entirely unexpected for the Arizona senator. He's expected to be a yes vote on the motion to proceed. So that's one big boost and actually could end up making him the deciding vote on this measure if that ends up if they don't end up getting other support. But really, President Trump has been ramping up the pressure over the past week on Republicans. This morning, he went on Twitter to talk about health care. One interesting thing is that he actually himself didn't know what they'd be voting on. And in one of his tweets, he said, repeal or repeal and replace. I have pen in hand. So he's looking for Republicans to do something, saying that you guys have campaigned on this for the past 7 years, and now is the time to act.
If we do get to the point where there is actual debate on the Senate floor about this, is it expected to be a hotbed, or is it expected to pretty much just go perform?
Well, I think that there's a lot of questions since people still don't know what exactly it is that they're going to be voting on. It's kind of a big question about how all of this is going to play out. We know that Democrats are likely to introduce a lot of amendments to try to make changes to these bills, but that likely won't move forward with Republicans. But we'll have to keep an eye on in the next 24 hours about what they'll be voting on and how these Republican senators will be voting.
Is there a timetable today for getting things started?
Well, so the Senate isn't in session until noon Eastern. Okay. So that's the earliest that anything could happen. We know that Senate Republicans normally meet for lunch every Tuesday. They're likely to be talking about health care again. I expect that we'll get some type of announcement on timing after that lunch, maybe in the 2:30 hour. But we'll have to see. It's likely later this evening, I'm predicting.
All right. Thanks for the rundown. Great to check in with Arlette Sines, ABC News correspondent, live on Capitol Hill this morning, as she will be covering all day long the health care vote in the U.S. Senate. Great to check in with Arlette this morning. Thank you. It is 8:14 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And on this Tuesday, looking for a high today of 99 degrees, here's a story that I almost thought was right out of the 1960s, but it apparently is recent. A man in Ann Arbor, Michigan, arrested after being found completely naked chasing seagulls at a state park. Why? Because he had taken LSD. That's right out of 1966 right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so this guy is, you know, you take LSD and you kind of can see coming. You can kind of figure out something wacky is going to happen here.
Yeah, from that point on, the story makes sense, sort of.
We talked earlier in the show about a man who thinks he might have a priceless Michelangelo.
Right.
In his living room, and he's trying to figure that out. Here's another story that echoes a little bit of that. The rock star Alice Cooper, of course, he has had a history of drug taking and drinking, and he apparently at some point blacked out and forgot that he owned a silk screen of an electric chair by his friend Andy Warhol.
Okay.
That item could now be worth several million dollars. Alice Cooper apparently has completely forgotten that he even had it. He has spent the best part of the last 40 years had it in storage. It was only rediscovered a few years ago when Alice Cooper's mother found it rolled up in a tube in a locker. Alice Cooper's mother going through his stuff.
It's like the story of the kid who grows up and his mom throws away all the comic books and he had a really valuable one, only this is an Andy Warhol.
It has never even been stretched on a frame. It's just been rolled up in a tube. Cooper's then-girlfriend organized the purchase of the work. It's a red little electric chair silkscreen from Warhol's Death and Disaster series.
Okay.
It was bought for $2,500 back in the early 70s. They're saying now it could be worth $10 million. Could be worth $10
million. $10
million. But, you know, amid amid his crazy life, Alice Cooper just forgot all about it. It was shortly after he bought it that he was admitted to a psychiatric hospital, apparently.
Okay.
He said he was buddies with Warhol back in the early 1970s. They were both, they were all living in New York at the time. Anyway, Warhol had produced images of the electric chair. The work is based on a press photograph from the 50s. So this is a $2,500 painting that, you know, it's been languishing in a tube somewhere and in the possession of Alice Cooper, and now it might be worth $10 million, so they say. Other similar works have sold for kind of in that same price range. Well, that could be interesting.
Well, yeah. And it could be, you know, kind of lucrative, I suppose.
Getting rid of government waste, always an interesting topic for the American people. Defense Secretary James Mattis ripping the Pentagon for its cavalier spending. A recent report that the Defense Department spent $28 million on camouflage uniforms for Afghan soldiers that don't match the Afghanistan terrain.
Really?
Yeah. The document found that the Department of Defense began buying the forest-patterned uniforms in 2007 after a former Afghan defense minister saw them online and liked them.
Hey, I like those.
Yeah.
They're green.
Yeah, some dude online. Hey, these will work great here in the desert.
Yeah.
The uniforms were purchased without testing to be used in a country that only has 2% woodland. Yeah. Way to go, Department of Defense.
Yep.
Fantastic. Here's a quote from our defense secretary. Quote, buying uniforms for our Afghan partners and doing so in a way that may have wasted tens of millions of taxpayer dollars over a 10-year period must not be seen as inconsequential in the grand scheme of the department's responsibilities and budget. Cavalier or casually acquiescent decisions to spend taxpayer dollars in an ineffective and wasteful manner are not to recur, Mattis said in the memo. Forest-patterned camo uniforms shipped to Afghanistan. And you and me and all our fellow citizens paid the $28 million price tag on that.
Sure.
Yeah. Just because some Afghan defense minister saw them online and liked them.
Hey, they're green. It's my favorite color.
Ooh,
let's get those.
It is 8:19 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports here on a Tuesday morning. How about those Kansas City Royals? Boy, they take it right to the very end, don't they? It's another game that was close. It went extra innings. In fact, it went into the 12th inning in Detroit last night as the Royals got started on a long 10-game road swing visiting the Detroit Tigers. A little in-division game for the Royals, who were going for their sixth win in a row. Well, the Royals did break that tie in the top of the 12th inning. You heard the game live on KFH.
Swing and a ball well hit down the left field line. That ball is gone. A home run by Salvi, and the Royals take a 4-3 lead here in the 12th inning.
Yeah, how about that? That stayed just inside the foul pole in left field. That led off the 12th. The next guy at the plate was Mike Moustakas, and he hit a home run to right field, his 29th home run of the season. Back-to-back homers in the 12th inning. The Royals close it out with the bullpen work and beat the Tigers 5-3. That's now a six-game winning streak for the Royals. That is the longest one going in Major League Baseball right now. So, and six of the last eight wins for the Royals have come in their final at-bat. And they did it again last night. Yep. All right. Royals and the Tigers go at it again tonight up in Detroit. Live coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. Make sure you listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. As we stand right now, the Yankees and the Royals have the two wild card spots in the American League. Baseball right here in Wichita at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The 83rd annual National Baseball Congress World Series continues downtown. We had four games of competition yesterday. Yesterday's winners, including the Sterling Express and the Mulvane Patriots. This is the first week of competition. This is pool play. And we continue with more action today out at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Four more games on the schedule all day long. The action all starts at 1:30 this afternoon at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts are on this long road trip during the NBC World Series. A day off today for most of the Wingnuts, not for a few of them, though. Today is the All-Star Game as the American Association takes on the Can-Am League in an All-Star Game tonight up in Ottawa, Canada. The Wichita has two starters on the American Association squad, and that's outfielder Harrison Kane and designated hitter Matt Chavez of the Wingnuts, and a couple of reserves, catcher Martin Medina of the Wingnuts and utility player TJ Middlestead. So four members of the Wingnuts are in Ottawa tonight for the All-Star Game. By the way, in Ottawa, game time temperature tonight, 72 degrees.
Oh,
it sounds like a perfect night.
That would be so nice.
Ottawa, Canada. A little more palatable than it is here, but hey, it's Kansas in July. So good luck to those Wingnuts taking part in the All-Star Game tonight up in Canada. And a little football news for you. Yesterday, the formal introduction by the Kansas City Chiefs of their new general manager, Brett Veach, saying welcome to the Kansas City media and Chiefs fans.
Thank you, and thanks for everyone for being here today. I want to first start off by thanking Clark Hunt and the entire Hunt family. I am extremely honored and humbled to represent the Kansas City Chiefs. To the Chiefs Kingdom, this is a very challenging profession, both mentally and emotionally. However, when you pull up to the stadium on game day and smell the barbecue in the air and you see the fan interaction and that sea of red, you're quickly reminded of how lucky we are to work here in this city for this great owner and these great fans. Your passion and devotion to our team motivates me every day, and it's truly inspiring.
There's your new general manager, the Kansas City Chiefs, Brett Veach. Speaking of the Chiefs, coming up on Monday morning next week, we'll have our first of our daily chats with Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from training camp.
Always
that
a good
starts
time.
Starts on Monday, so make sure you're listening starting next week as we lead up to the Chiefs season. It is 8:20 with Steve and Ted. It's 8:23 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Traffic and weather is on the way, as well as what are CNN hosts lying about? Sean Hannity's Morning Minute is on the way as well. And it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee, it's the freshest in Wichita because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in the Wichita area. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office. Write down this phone number, 267-3771, or go online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
It is 8:24 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.